When a child is born and they're a baby, they're completely dependent on their parents for everything. They can't move, they can't eat, they can't really do anything on their own. But as they grow older, they begin to notice and realize that they have their own mind. They have their own body. They have the ability to make their own decisions, whether they're ready for it or not. And children try to assert their own independence and authority separate from their parents. And this continues on throughout childhood. People often jokingly refer to the terrible twos, where a two-year-old won't do anything you ask or say. And continues on into adolescence, when kids become teenagers and often want to rebel against their parents, make their own choices and their own decisions. But this desire to be our own authority figures does not start and end in childhood, but continues throughout the rest of our life. As we grow older, we learn certain skills, and we use those skills to develop power and independence in our life. Most of us are drawn to being in charge of our own lives. Most of us are drawn to being independent because we believe with independence comes freedom. Freedom and the ability to make our own decisions, to make our own choices. But with freedom also comes responsibility. If we are in charge, if we are the boss, whether it's at work or in our home, we have responsibility. Responsibility to live up to our various titles and roles. And with responsibility, inevitably comes stress. Think about the last time that you were stressed. Maybe you are feeling stressed out right now. Almost always, it has to do with something that you're responsible for. Something at work, something at home. Whatever it is, you are feeling stressed because you have a responsibility and you are worried that you might not live up to that responsibility. And we feel stressed for all sorts of reasons, but some of them are because despite our skills and gifts, we still realize that we are inadequate in some ways. All of us have certain talents and abilities, but none of us are talented in everything. All of us have flaws and shortcomings, and stress often comes from realizing those shortcomings are true. But we not only feel stressed about our own responsibilities, but we also feel stressed out about what's happening in the world. When we turn on the news and we look at all the things that are happening in our country and in our world, we inevitably feel stressed because it seems like these things are coming out of nowhere. And it seems like we have little ability to control or predict what's going to happen next. Imagine if I told you a year ago that there would be a pandemic that would affect the whole world, that would affect millions of people, and that we'd all be living our lives avoiding crowds and wearing masks and doing these different things. Even 1 year ago, no one could have predicted the situation that we would be in today. And so it makes us wonder, are we ever really supposed to be in charge? Were we ever really supposed to be in charge of our own lives? And what does it mean to have authority, and what does true authority really look like? Well, fortunately, in our gospel reading today, we get a clear definition of where true authority lies. In our gospel reading today, we encounter Jesus' old nemesis, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. You see, if you read the gospel for any length of time, you see that Jesus is often at odds with the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees. You see, before Jesus came on the scene, the Pharisees were in charge of everything related to religion. They spent years and years and years studying the scriptures, and when they were finally done, it gave them great power in their culture. people would come to them and ask them for guidance. But this great power also made them incredibly wealthy, because people valued their opinion and they were willing to pay a great deal for it. But when Jesus arrived, all of a sudden all this authority began to wane and disappear. You see, when Jesus came along, he began offering a new message, a new way of thinking about God and faith. And all of a sudden, the people started to turn away from the religious leaders and started to turn to Jesus. And this angered the Pharisees. This angered them because they could feel their authority, their importance slipping and going over to Jesus. And so what they would often do is they would follow Jesus around when he was with a crowd of people, and they would try to challenge his authority publicly. They would try to embarrass him so that the people would see that this guy isn't really all he's cracked up to be. This guy doesn't know as much as he's talking about, and you should turn back to us. And that's what's happening in our scripture reading today. In our scripture reading today, the Pharisees challenge Jesus publicly and ask him, Jesus, where do you get the authority to teach these things? Where do you get the authority to say that you are the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world? You see, Jesus didn't follow all the Pharisees' customs, and he didn't go to the fancy schools that they went to, too. It's almost like they're saying, Jesus, where is your PhD in theology? Where is your PhD in the Bible? Where is your accreditation? We went through all these steps, all these classes, and you haven't done any of that. Where do you get the nerve to teach the way that you are teaching? Jesus realizes that they are not asking this out of genuine interest, but are asking this to trap Jesus. And so Jesus answers their question with a question. He says, John the Baptist, did his teaching come from God, or did it come from himself? The Pharisees looked at Jesus and said, can you give us a minute? And so they went off and they kind of began to talk amongst themselves. I said, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one, because if we say that it's from God, then Jesus will ask, why didn't we believe him? Because John the Baptist correctly identified Jesus as the Messiah and the Savior of the whole world. But if we say that John the Baptist's teaching came from himself and not from God, then the crowd will get angry with us, because John the Baptist is very well respected amongst God's people. So what should we say? That he was teaching from God or not teaching from God? They decided amongst themselves to answer. They go back to Jesus and say, Jesus, our answer is we do not know. And Jesus kind of smiles at them and says, well, if you don't answer my question, I'm not going to answer your question. He then goes on to teach a mini parable, and he talks about a father who has two sons. And he tells the first son, son, go out in the field and work for me. And the son says, I won't go. But later changes his mind and then goes and works in the field. The second son says, I will go work in the field, but then changes his mind and decides not to go. Jesus then asks the crowd, which one has done the will of his father? They correctly say the first one, the one who says, I don't want to work in the field, but then works anyway. And Jesus says that that is the correct answer. Now, what are we to take from this? Well, in our scripture reading, there is a tension between the authority of the Pharisees and the authority of Jesus. You see, the Pharisees had an inability to see Jesus as the Son of God, to see Jesus as the Messiah and the Savior of the whole world, because they were unwilling to give up their own authority. But Jesus' message had a much greater degree of success with people who were rejected by society. People who society deemed as sinners and outcasts. Why? Because they had no authority that they were trying to cling to. And here lies the message for us today. Sometimes our desire to be in control, sometimes our desire to feel important on our own can crowd God from being an authority figure in our life. Jesus says in the Gospels that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. See, any time that we think we're in charge, any time that we think we're the boss or that we're solely responsible for something, we're lying to ourselves. We're lying to ourselves because Jesus very plainly states that he is the authority, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And then as Christians, we need to give more and more authority over our life and over our world over to God. Have you ever been driving in a car and you're not really sure where to go? Maybe you're lost or maybe you've never been somewhere before. Well, if you're driving, it generally feels much better to have control over the steering wheel yourself, to try to figure out things on your own, to maybe use your GPS or stop at a gas station or whatever tools you might have to get back on the road. You want to control the situation if there's a problem. What is much more difficult is to watch someone else control the situation, to give up power over the steering wheel to someone else. We want to be in charge. We want to figure things out on our own. We want to see if we can find the way. But the truth of the matter is, this might work for driving, but it's not how we are supposed to live our life. You see, the Bible tells us two very clear and concrete things about God. The first is that God is wiser than we are, that God knows more than we do, that God sees more than we do. And the second is that God loves us more than anyone else in this world. See, often it's difficult for us to hand the keys of our life over to God. But when we realize that God is wiser than us and that God loves us more than anything else, we shouldn't simply hand the keys of our life over to God, but we should throw them to God. Because, you see, when we do that, when we truly trust God, when we truly trust the most precious parts of our life and our world over to him, we have a peace that we can't find anywhere else. A peace that comes not from feeling like we are in charge, we are in control. As I mentioned before, that often just brings us more and more stress, but a peace that comes from feeling that God is in control, that God is in charge. And it doesn't mean that we don't have roles and responsibilities in our life. It doesn't mean that we don't have a part to play. We do. But we are managers, not owners. Like in our scripture reading, we don't live each and every day taking our own commands from ourselves, but taking commands from the Father. You see, we are called to live with a sense of humility that comes from knowing we aren't in charge and a willingness to take direction from God. That's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. So the question might be asking, how do we do that? How do we begin to move more and more authority away from ourselves and more authority onto God? And I'll give you a real simple, practical step. And it's this. Begin every day in prayer with a sense of dependence. Begin every day in prayer asking God to help you, saying, God, I am depending on you. And list all the things in your day that you are stressed out about, all the things that you are worried and concerned about, and turn those things over to him. And trust that God is working through you and beyond you to respond to those things. And the second thing is end your day with gratitude. End your day by saying, thank you, God, for the ways that you worked in my life. Thank you for the ways that you blessed me and blessed the world, the ways that I could see and the ways that I could not see. You see, because if you live your life with a sense of dependence and gratitude, that's the opposite of feeling in charge. That's the opposite of trying to take control, because it recognizes that you are dependent on God for everything, and it also recognizes that the greatest things in your life are things that you are not entitled to, but are gifts, but are blessings. So may you recognize that Jesus is the one true authority, that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, and may you seek to live your life in alignment with that authority, always being dependent on him and always being grateful to him. Let us pray. Holy God, life in the world often seems overwhelming, but we are not meant to carry all the burdens of this world. You are. And so help us play our part. Help us play a role in the kingdom of God, but help us recognize that true authority does not belong to us, but belongs to you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.